Hi, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we're joined by Jabe Hansen, who is the general manager of the Island Sports Center, which has been a great host for the 2013 USA Hockey Tier 1 National Championships. Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Well, it's great to be here, Harry.
So did I have it right? Is it general manager? Is that your title?
Well, yeah, that and everything else. I mean, the official title is executive director, but certainly general manager and any other name you want to associate with it probably falls into the category.
So, I mean, this is a beautiful facility. If somebody's never been here to Pittsburgh or to the Island Sports Center, I'd highly recommend coming to check out this facility. How old is it?
Well, we opened the doors in 98, and actually that first spring, which would have been the spring of 99, we had our first national championships here. And been very fortunate to have it every 4 years when you become eligible for it. So it's every year, every time we have it, there's something new. The excitement is an incredible level, and we just wish that we could even have it here more often than the typical 4 year plan.
So you have it's a 2-sheet facility. You have other amenities around here as well, right?
Well, we actually have four rinks. One rink's a year round inline facility. The other rink is a seasonal ice, seasonal inline, and then the two rinks, of course, at this time of year are year round ice rinks. And then with that on campus here, we have a enormous indoor golf driving range that we also have a lot of turf sports in there, such as softball, lacrosse, soccer, variety of activities. And we have a track and field complex behind that, outdoor track and field complex, and a mini golf course, and just a bunch of other stuff they have a lot of fun with.
Now, you guys hosted the Nationals, you said, in 99. Now, I know also in 2009, you've made a lot of improvements to these grounds just in the last few years.
Yeah, well, we keep becoming more and more a Division I sports facility for Robert Morris University, who is our owner. I mean, when they purchased the facility in 2005, they immediately implemented a Division I men's program, followed the next year by a Division I women's program. And then along the way, we also have NCAA track and field team, a rowing team, a lacrosse team, a field hockey team. So there's a variety of sports that we have become a training facility as well as a game site for on behalf of Robert Morris University.
Now, how does Robert Morris draw? I know that they continue to improve every year there. I think this year they had a 20-win season. How are the crowds here?
The crowds have been great. Derek Schooley's done an outstanding job in developing the program. They're in that Atlantic Hockey League, and certainly they play against the teams within that league, but because he is such a competitive program, he's able to bring in the Ohio States, Miami of Ohio, Minnesota, some of the big powerhouse schools that come in. And fortunately for him, he does a pretty good job competing against them and typically beats them. Which is a nice feather in his cap, and certainly adds and raises the awareness of our program here. And so Pittsburgh is a multi-sport, fanatical sport town with the Steelers and the Penguins and the Pirates and a lot of other college basketball and college sports. But the hockey program for college hockey has really found its niche here in Pittsburgh. And the Rob Morris Colonials have the support for it. It continues to grow and swell.
You talk about this being a great sports town. It's becoming a phenomenal hockey town with obviously the success of the Penguins, Robert Morris, as you mentioned. But also you have Nationals here. Next week you're going to host the Frozen Four. How does that help you make hockey a more enticing sport for young kids to maybe come out and try?
Well, certainly the key to all of it is the Penguins' success. The year that Sidney Crosby got drafted, which was right after the lockout, if you recall, when they held that draft and they were going back into business, not only us, but the community of Pittsburgh saw an increase in hockey participation in the new grassroots kids coming in. And so as they continue to be successful and on the front page of all the newspapers and the lead discussion of all the talk shows and news programs. That's just a great advertisement for the sport of hockey and gets the area and all the people and the parents and the kids excited about becoming part of it. So certainly that reflects well in getting the kids in through our doors and through the other rinks in the area. And And as a result of that, and of that, as well as the years of having hockey in Pittsburgh, you know, they're starting to turn out some pretty darn good hockey players that are continue to go to the next level, whether it's junior hockey, junior A hockey, college hockey, or even the professional ranks. They're starting to turn out some pretty good players that are really making their mark.
Among those would be your son, Christian, who is now, I believe, in the American Hockey League, has played in the National Hockey League. It must make you very, very proud, not only to carry on the Hansen name at the highest level.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to watch your own son get to the highest levels there is out there in professional hockey and enjoy playing the game. And having a hand in his development, I was a very fortunate dad to be able to coach him up until his midget year, and then finally felt it was time to move him on to someone else and then on to junior. But, you know, he's not the only one, like I mentioned. You got players that Ryan Malone come out of here, you know, with the L.A. King, Umberger, Dylan Reese, the kid in Buffalo there. There's a lot of players that are really going to the pro level, but even better than that as far as being pretty proud of what's happened. A lot of kids going on to Division I schools and Division III schools and continuing their education while playing hockey that you know, that they developed here at the Islands, matter of fact. You know, I think the Hornets program, which is now the Penguins Elite program, is probably turning out the vast majority of players that move on to the higher levels and become very successful in the sport of hockey.
You know, we talked about, you know, that this is not the first time that this facility and yourself have been involved in hosting USA Hockey Nationals. Does it get easier, or does every year or every time you do it present a new series of challenges? Or?
Well, it's not easier because it's all hard work. It's hard work for everybody that's involved. The new challenges typically come because, you know, It's an amateur association that is hosting it. We're the facility. I mean, it's probably, from a facility's point of view, it's easy because we've been through it. We know what to do. But the organization, and every year it's been the Hornets, which is, like I said, now the Penguins Elite. You know, every 4 years you get a big turnover in personnel, and because it's all volunteers and your organization's volunteers, 4 years later you don't have the same people that did it the 4 years before. So it's new for them, and it's quite hectic for them. So, you know, on one hand, you know, we're a guiding hand in a lot of stuff, help them along, say, yeah, well, you know, this is what we experienced to be pretty good, and this is how we've done things before. But on the other hand, just because of their nervousness, not having waded in those waters before and jumping in, you know, not tiptoeing in, but having to jump in and try to swim, you know, that's the challenging part. But at the same time, it's exciting because, for example, when it all comes together like it has this week, you know, then those people that put in all the hard work and continue to put in hard work are really rewarded because they are the ones that are now out front and center and either feeling the pain of anything that could have been done better or enjoying the rewards of how well it's going. And in this case, I think they're enjoying their rewards. But at the end of, come Sunday at the last game, everybody will be hitting a rack, you know, for a week, catching up on their sleep and their food and just relaxing.
And then get ready for the next hockey season because I know tryouts come right around the corner.
Yeah, a couple of weeks they're hitting tryouts.
In addition to all that you do here at the Island Sports Center, how much time do you devote to going out and making personal appearances based on your role in the great movie Slapshot?
Well, as far as dedicating the time, there's no set amount of it. It really boils down to trying to coordinate my schedule with the other two guys' schedules and then getting to, you know, those locations where the people have asked us to come in. The Hansen brothers formally have anywhere from 300 to 400 requests a year to come out and help out, and because of all of our schedules and living in different parts of the country, we kind of whittle that down to between 20 and 30 places a year and try to pick and choose those that we think we can help benefit most, and maybe whether it's a good charity cause or just a good local cause in an effort to try to raise money. So we've been pretty fortunate. We, anywhere from going over to Germany and helping a concussion program over there to heading down to Charlotte to help a youth hockey, or 2 weeks ago we were up in Northern Ontario helping raise money for a heart association program. So there's a variety of activities that we do, purposes we do, but the common theme there is that we're able to put on the glasses, put on the foil, put on the jersey, and go out and have a great time and make a lot of people laugh and remember a lot of old lines and and raise some money at the same time for a good cause.
In addition to the great work that you do, do you still just enjoy the opportunity to do that and to be with the other two guys?
Oh, it's a blast, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, there's so many great benefits about it. One is it's just the amount of smiles you put on people's faces and listen to their stories. Everybody remembers the first time they saw Slapshot, where they were, and their favorite lines. They quote their favorite lines. And whether it's, you know, the little ankle biters up to the, you know, to the old folks, it's amazing. You know, we seem to have spanned 3-4 generations, and it's almost like a passage of rite that a parent will hand down the movie to their son or daughter, and it kind of goes down the line. So, yeah, it's a blast. You know, the travel gets a little tough at times, like, you know, when you're going over to Germany and you're hitting some countries over there and riding on the Autobahn going 150 miles an hour to get from one city to another. But when you're in the facilities, you're in the place, you're in the people, it's exhilarating, it's fun, and it's a blast.
What do you think it is about the movie that has resonated with so many people for so many years?
Well, it's just darn right funny. You know, humor is timeless, and the more you watch it, I think the more you laugh, the more you enjoy it. And I don't know anybody that I've ever met that's only watched it once in their life. It's the vast majority of them always tell us, I've seen it 100,000 times. You know, it's just going on and on and on. And so I think humor, it's just a darn right funny movie. Now, the other caveat that I throw in there oftentimes is that it's refreshing by today's standards, because there's absolutely nothing politically correct about that movie, and today everything's all about political correctness. So when you see something like that, it's actually kind of refreshing. When you boil it all down, it's fun stuff to watch.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Dave, thanks a lot for taking the time to join us today, and thank you, more importantly, for hosting this event and doing such a great job.
I enjoy it. Thanks, Harry. Appreciate your time. Mm-hmm.